Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick Tucker, the technology editor of Defense One, writing most recently about the comments of a drone maker and how he observes the use of drones in the battlefield of Ukraine, especially by the Russians. And what I take from this, Patrick, is that there is some surprise that the Russian drone attacks, which are also in the news and said to be variously effective against civilian targets especially, they're not much better than what Boko Haram could defend itself from. Is that a surprise that the Russians are engaging with combat that is mocked by the professional builders of drones?
Yeah, that was certainly a surprise to these guys. They're a Cyprus-based drone company called Swarmly, and they've been delivering these drones called the Poseidon drones into Ukraine. They've delivered about 50. The Ukrainians then modify them so that they can carry weapons. Originally, this Cyprus-based company developed these for use in what they called low-intensity conflicts. So that's where you're fighting an extremist organization, very much like Boko Haram. That extremist organization might have some very limited jamming equipment, some limited ability to possibly, you know, defend itself from against a drone. It wouldn't have complex radar air defenses, which is, of course, what we always assumed Russia had in tremendous amount. But they might be able to interfere with the functioning of a simple off-the-shelf consumer drone. So what this company found is that with just a little bit of work to increase the ability of their drones to withstand mild electromagnetic interference, that they were able to defeat a lot of Russia's battlefield air defenses. And when we say air defenses, we're not talking about like the great big flashy systems like the S-300 that Russia has deployed in various spots. But there's a limited number of those. And if you were to target one of these drones that cost about $80,000 with an Iskander missile off of a big Russian air defense platform like an S-300, then your cost-to-benefit ratio for shooting down that drone is something like 100-1. So what they found is that really on the tactical level, in terms of where soldiers are actually fighting, the Russians don't have the sort of ability to defend themselves from these sorts of drones any more than any sort of extremist organization you might find in Africa would. And that was a huge surprise for them. And that really shows how disorganized the Russian supplying effort has been.
So the anecdotes, again, that the Russians were ordering from eBay or some other large supplier, that is possible. Then the Russians are not being sophisticated about their weapons procurement.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. We also see that Russians have been soliciting the population to bring consumer drones in, and basically trying to train hobbyists for the use of consumer drones in warfare, and those are very easily defeated. So they do have a dedicated program to produce armed drones like the Orlan 10, very easily defeated. But this is also why you see the Russians going to Iran in order to purchase these kamikaze drones that have been more effective against Ukrainian forces because they're harder to defend against. They're a little bit smaller. And because they're kamikaze drones, you don't have as much time to shoot them down. But there's a limit there, too, in terms of the supply that Iran is able to provide for them. And I think that what you're seeing is, in terms of any of the things that actually help individual units, individual soldiers move the front line a little bit closer to Kyiv, the Russians just don't have it, not in any organized way, despite everything that they've been saying to the world for two decades.
Learning from the battlefield, I follow Patrick's reporting on 5G. And the question is asked, well, how do we use it and how do we take advantage of it? 5G is said to be faster 5G is said to be the internet of everything. Is it yet the battlefield internet of everything, or is that in the future?
Well, that's probably in the future, but maybe not the far future. It sort of depends on what sort of battlefield connectivity different forces are able to bring to bear. And one of the things that you do see out of Ukraine is the tremendous use of commercial, just like Starlink satellite communications that were provided by the U.S. government through SpaceX. What we're talking about here is an experiment that occurred in May with Verizon and Lockheed Martin, where they were able to show that if you were if you used these sort of 5G drones that have routers attached to them, then they can create a small kind of like area of 5G connectivity. What that allows you to do is collect a lot more information about targets on the battlefield a lot faster, and then really use that to, number one, protect your own drones from signal jamming, because you can collect data about what signals might be out there, where those signals might be coming from, whether or not they pose a threat. And also you can collect a lot more information on targeting to help you both target faster and target more accurately. So 5G really does enable far faster battlefield operations, and also much more dominant battlefield operations, as their experimentation has showed. The military is, U.S. military is very keen on trying to bring as much connectivity to bear to like actual operations, especially as they want to incorporate a lot more self-driving or semi-autonomous robotic systems, drones, tank drones, flying drones, et cetera, into their battlefield operations. And 5G could play a really big role in that. And the question has always been, though, how do you make sure that that signal is secure? Radio channels you can encrypt. 5G is cellular. And, you know, cellular jamming is easier than a lot of other types of things. So making sure that you build that security, and that's part of the big experimentation effort here. This stuff looks really cool in exercises and demonstrations, but how it's going to work in a contested environment, that's something that the military is still trying to iron out.
Patrick Tucker for Defense One, the technology editor. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.